from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Hank Van Myl. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from an anonymous donor from California. This Mass is offered for the conversion of sinners and for the intentions of his family. Our thanks to the donor for the gift of the televising of this Mass for the faithful of Canada, United States, and around the world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And as we have placed ourselves before the Lord, just like St. Paulus of Nola did so many years ago, about 1600 years ago, knowing that he was just weak, knowing that all goodness comes from God. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And let us pray. O God, who made the bishop, St. Paulinus of Nola, outstanding for love of poverty and for pastoral care, graciously grant, as we celebrate his merits, we may imitate the example of his charity. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I wish you would bear with me in a little foolishness. Do bear with me. I feel a divine jealousy for you, for I promised you in marriage to one husband to present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by its cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes and proclaims another Jesus than the one we proclaimed, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you submit to it readily enough. I think that I am not in the least inferior to these super apostles. I may be untrained in speech, but not in knowledge. Certainly, in every way and in all things, we have made this evident to you. Did I commit a sin by humbling myself so that you might be exalted, because I proclaimed God's good news to you free of charge? I robbed other churches by accepting support from them in order to serve you. And when I was with you and was in need, I did not burden anyone, for my needs were supplied by the friends who came from Macedonia. So I refrained and will continue to refrain from burdening you in any way. As the truth of Christ is in me, this boast of mine will not be silenced in the regions of Achaia. And why? Because I do not love you? God knows I do. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Your works, O Lord, are justice and truth. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Your works, O Lord, are justice and truth. Full of honor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. Your works, O Lord, are justice and truth. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. Your works, O Lord, are justice and truth. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. You have received the Spirit which makes us God's children, and in that Spirit we call God our Father. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of the many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. Pray then in this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, our debts, as we also forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you give others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Because it's the Jesus teaching the Gospel, or the Our Father, and basically Jesus says, keep it simple, keep it simple. Don't be like a child just going, please, please, please help me, I need to be healed or whatever. Just, we can have petition prayer, and rosary after rosary. But God knows already what we need. God knows what we need. God knows that we have to eat. God also knows that what is good for us. And so it's called holy indifference, to be indifferent. God, I'm in your hands. And especially when life becomes difficult, God, I be in your hands. What will be with me? If I'm healed, great. If I'm not healed, great. You know best. Because we don't have the answers. And as of late, I've been with a few people, retreatants of Manresa, who were diagnosed with a terminal cancer, bone cancer, actually both of them. But both of them, they had that indifference. Lord, of course I want to be healed, but you know best. I accept. And that is so important. But also what is so important is to be people of forgiveness, not to always look at others, what they have done to me. I can go around so easily and be the little victim. This person said this, that person had done that. And remember, 10 years ago, the other person did that to me. It is so easy to be the little victim, to be the victim. But in the spiritual life, it is about going beyond that. Going beyond that and be a person of forgiveness and acceptance. And St. Paul in 2 Corinthians, basically he's talking about this stuff too. And he's getting a little sarcastic. He talks about super apostles. Because in the church, like any other group of people, and it doesn't matter if it was 2,000 years ago or today, there's always conflict. And there's certain people who think they know better. There's, of course, egos, people who want to be on top of the other, and so on. And St. Paul lashes out against that. And now St. Paul can be pretty rough in his language too. But to be people of peace in community and to be good for one another and not to listen to everyone, but to every voice in our lives. There are so many voices in our lives, back then too. Today, it's just multiplied with the media. And so we can have all these voices, plus people giving us advice that we got to do this and we got to do that, and we got to pray this way and we got to pray that way. I even come sometimes across religious who are confused in their prayer life because this person said, you got to pray this way, and the other person said, you got to pray that way. It is for each one of us to discover how to pray, what works for us, and what works for one person will not work for another person. But I do know that the more quiet we become, the more listening we do, and be silent we come, and Jesus talks about that in his gospel, not to heap up words on top of one another, to become quiet and listen. And then we can also see how Jesus is at work. Then we also hopefully can see where the other person is at. Whatever the other person is telling me, where is this coming from? Is this coming from an ego? Is this coming out of anger? What is happening in the other person? And then I know what to do with it. And so it calms me down. And I will know how to move forward, gently move forward. And Saint Paulinus of Nola is such a beautiful example. He lived 333 to 431. Actually, he became 77 years of age. For those days, that was quite an age. But he was a Roman senator, governor, high society. And he had a major conversion. The major conversion after his only child died. And he was not sitting there and saying, oh God, why did this have to happen to me? He might have said it, but then something happened to him and he understood that God has the answers and we do not. And so there was a major conversion in his life and he actually he gave everything away. And I think after his wife died, he was actually made bishop of Nola, but a person of peace, of peace. He was not sitting there and looking back and say, why did my child die? Why did my wife die? Acceptance. God, I don't understand. I accept. Lead me forward. And obviously God did. And he was very much appreciated by his contemporaries, St. Augustine, St. Jerome, St. Martin of Tours, and St. Ambrose, all the big figures of his time who were contemporaries of him, all looked up to him for his peace, how he led the community, and how he was generous with his own possessions. It didn't matter anymore. And this is, of course, our own journey as we come to God. The closer we come to God, the world means nothing to us anymore. We just want to be with God, and we just want to find that peace in God's heart, that peace which money cannot buy. We can travel all over the world and have the biggest holidays and whatever we do, but it does not mean that we're going to find that peace in our hearts, which we can find right in our home, at home with God. Amen. So let us bring our prayers before the Lord. May your annual celebration of the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus renew and deepen our faith in his love for us. May he guide us as we seek to walk the path of mercy, compassion, and peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intention book. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
With Pope Francis, we pray this month that the international community may commit in a concrete way to the abolition of torture and guarantee support to victims and their families. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all who have lapsed in their God-given faith, that their hearts may be enlightened by God's infinite love. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for these prayers, and the prayers in the silence of our own hearts, we lift them up to you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquities. Cleanse me of my sins. Thank you. Pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all of his holy church.
Look with favor, O Lord, we pray, on the offerings we set upon this altar on the feast day of Blessed Paulinus, that, bestowing on us your pardon, our oblation may give honor to your name, through Christ, O Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of Saint Paulinus you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthened her by the example of his holy life, teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so, with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Most on high in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Most on high in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Francis, our Bishop, the order of bishops, the clergy, and the entire people you have called your own. Remember also our sisters and brothers who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. And at the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant our peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. And may the body of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
And let us pray. Renewed by the sacred mysteries, we humbly pray, O Lord, that following the example of Blessed Paulinus of Nola, we may strive to profess what he believed and to practice what he taught through Christ, O Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
We gather.